Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a Wednesday afternoon. Now, I've just posted on my Facebook page some information that I think might be of great interest to some. Recount observers are needed. The Trump-Pence campaign is asking for folks who can spare 3 days or more and would like to serve as observers to the ballot recounts in places such as Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, and Arizona. The Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee will pay for your expenses, including airfare, hotel, meals, and airport transfers. Does that sound to anyone like a group of people who have said, we're just really upset about the results, we're going to hide in here, and we know Biden is this, and we don't know. Listen, they're going to fight for every legal vote, and I frankly would expect nothing less. Nothing less from President Trump or his team. Now, my friend Todd Starnes has been covering this story as so many of us have been following it. And I want to get his take on that. But I also want to talk with Todd about what seems to be happening over at his old network, Fox News. Todd, thank you for being here.
Jeff, it's an honor to be with you again, and I want you to know I just sent a text message to Ronna McDaniel over at the RNC, and I believe that every vote should be counted in Hawaii, so I have volunteered as an act of public service.
Listen, if you need somebody to guard your suntan lotion, my friend, because you're a little pasty, I'm more than willing to be there for you.
Aloha, Mr. President.
That's right. Hey, Todd, let's talk a little bit about what we're seeing from the election. We're a couple of days out. Obviously, the president is saying, hey, we're going to fight for every legal vote. This is far from over. Nobody's saying it's a slam dunk one way or the other. Well, I mean, except for the members of the media who would like us all to just buy a crown for Joe Biden and be done with it.
You know, I'm extremely excited for the Republican Party and very proud of them. I don't think that the Republican Party would have done this had this been John McCain contesting the race or Mitt Romney, because I don't think they would have. I don't think they would have had the courage to fight that fight. Yeah. But this president, Donald Trump, I think his lasting legacy is not going to be what he did to the federal courts, but it's what he did to the Republican Party. He showed them how to fight. He showed them how to stand up to the mainstream media and to these Democrats and take the fight to them. So I'm pretty encouraged by all of this. And look, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but at least we can say we went down fighting if it doesn't turn out for the president.
I think you're spot on, Todd, that will be the president's lasting legacy. That is his real gift to the GOP, and that was a set of courage, that maybe they can pin on and continue to be aware of it. Todd, a lot of folks have reached out to me in the week or so since the election and said, we are done with the Fox News channel on TV. What is going on over there?
Yeah, it's really sad, but I'm not all that surprised. And, you know, it really was a special time to be there. You know, I spent 15 years at Fox News and had a wonderful time there for the first 13 years. Mm-hmm. But after Roger left, Roger Ailes, the founder of the network, when he left, and then when he passed away, I think that his vision for that network passed away as well. He was really about God and country and family and American exceptionalism. And that really did flavor everything we did at Fox News Channel. And I think, the folks that watch Fox News need to understand that just about everybody on that channel that you see is not a conservative. I was speaking with a longtime executive who was a part of Roger's executive leadership team. Mm-hmm. And years ago, he told me, he says, you know, Starnes, there are about maybe 1% of the people in this building who think like you and I think. But he said there's only a fraction of that percentage that would actually believe what you believe, you know, from a faith perspective. And that told me right away, Jeff, that whenever Roger left or whenever senior leadership left, that it was over, that it was going to be a very quick decline. And sadly, that's what we've seen.
Is that due to the passing of the mantle from Rupert Murdoch to the Murdoch boys as well?
Absolutely. And I saw this play out when the brothers created this thing called Fox Nation. And, you know, they wanted it to be an exclusive sort of nightclub kind of a feel where, you know, only the elite get into it. That was the mindset. And mm-hmm. they literally wanted to create a new audience for Fox News Channel. And that audience just never materialized. I'll never forget, we were doing commercial promos. You know, I had a show, Starnes Country, on the Fox Nation TV platform. And they spent thousands of dollars turning one of our studios into a nightclub with a bar and the whole thing. And it was the promotional concept of, you know, this is an exclusive club that everybody wants to get into. And I'm sitting here, standing behind the bar. They actually had me trying to shake up a bottle of champagne and then slice the top off of it so it spewed everywhere. And I'm like, dude, where's the iced tea?
you are a biscuit and tea sort of a guy.
Yeah, and Jeff, I was sitting here going, these people don't have a clue who the Fox News audience is. But you know what, Jeff? They don't care. They really don't. They have more money than they know what to do with. Yeah. And honestly, Fox News Channel, it embarrasses them because these guys are lefties and their wives are far lefties. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what they see on Fox News Channel embarrasses them at the fancy cocktail parties they go to.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Todd Starnes is joining us, and Todd Starnes spent 15 years at the Fox News Channel. He is now one of the most widely read personalities online, toddstarnes.com. Always great books, always great articles. Todd, when I look at the wives, one of the wives, and honestly, I don't know which one is which, and I'm not trying to be nasty. I don't honestly know which one is which. But one of them tweeted out on the night of the election, "We did it." And I thought, well, what did you do? And then I thought, wow, are you commenting on the seeming defeat of the president? Is that what that's all about?
You know, I would have people, you know, and again, it's one thing if you're a talent because, you know, this is what you do. They know that you are a conservative and, you know, and I mean, there were people in the building. I'll never forget this. Shepard Smith. This is a great story. I don't think I've ever told this story before. A very well-known megachurch pastor and his wife, we're in town, we're in New York City, and I was giving them a tour. And Shep Smith, who hated me, by the way, just hated me. We were in the elevator. The elevator stops. We're like on the 18th floor, and Shepard Smith walks into the elevator. And he literally physically shoves himself into the far side of the elevator and growled at us all the way down.
Oh, my God.
And the pastor's wife was just like, was he okay? Was he kind of like, oh, yeah, that's Shep.
Now, you didn't have to check to see if he had taken his medication. Had he escaped from the zoo? Was it rabies? We just didn't know. Wow.
it was just unbelievable. But again, I mean, I would have staff members, you know, on occasion come by my office and just whisper, like, you know, somebody was listening in. I was like, but they would whisper, "Todd, we just want you to know, you know, I'm a conservative too." And I'm like, dude, why are really, you got to whisper that? And of all places, Fox News Channel.
Exactly.
But again, this is the mentality. And look where New York, look where Fox is. It's in New York City. So most of the workforce is going to be liberal just by the nature of where it is.
Right.
But sadly, it's not the same network it was back when I started.
Wow. So why would those boys, the Murdoch brothers, why would they not just say, you know what, we're going to sell it for $1 billion. Then we don't have to be embarrassed at the cocktail parties, and whoever the new owner is can do what they want to do with it.
You know, that's a great question. I mean, honestly, that it's chump change to those guys. I mean, they've got more money than they know what to do with.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if maybe this is all intentional. Maybe they are trying to dilute the power of the Fox News brand. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, it's the giant. It's not just the elephant. It's the giant elephant in the room.
Right.
And, I mean, we're certainly seeing, you know, increases over at Newsmax.
Yep.
One America, yeah, but it's not Fox News Channel. They don't carry the heft of the brand.
Yep.
And I do wonder, you know, what is 2024 going to look like, and what will Fox News Channel look like in 2024?
Yeah, boy, what a great question. What a great question that is. Todd, give me your sense now. We're 7-8 days out from the election. We talked about the real gift that President Trump has given to the Republican Party, and that is this this desire to fight on. But at the same time, we're seeing Democrats establish the so-called, what was it, the Trump Accountability Project, and they've got CNN with this list of senators who haven't officially bowed down and kissed Joe Biden's ring. I suggested to CNN, because you know me, I'm a helpful sort of a guy. I said maybe they just want these senators to wear like a red letter on their shoulder, you know?
Well, you know, Jeff, I learned this from you, and I try to be as helpful as I can to my fellow man. So I sent an email to the DNC and asked them to put my name on the list, and I spelled it out for them so they could get it correct. I said it's Todd with two D's, and there's an E, Starnes, with an E-S, so just to make sure they got my name right for the list. Isn't that appalling, though, Jeff,
disgusting,
that here in the United States of America, people are compiling lists of people who supported this president, might have worked for this president, and they're going to be blacklisted.
Yeah.
This is exactly what Karl Marx and Joseph Lenin and Fidel Castro, among others, have done. Despots do this.
Yes.
They collect names of their enemies, and they punish them. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing right now, and nobody seems to have a problem with it.
No, it is truly... It's a shameful moment. It's an embarrassing moment. Now, my question, Todd, is it a moment that you and I and other decent people will have the courage, the intestinal fortitude to overcome? Or are we going to see even more conservatives say, well, you know, I can't be too open. I can't be too loud because, well, then I'll never work.
It's a fine question you raise, Jeff. And I answered this in my book that came out last October, Culture Jihad. I had chapter two is a fake Associated Press story set 25 years in the future where Christianity has been outlawed in America. There is a state run church where dissenting viewpoints result in prison sentences. And it's shocking when people read, you know, when they read the book, that's the one chapter that really seems to make them the most alarmed, because a lot of that stuff is actually starting to come true now. Where, you know, and again, you talk about creating the list. I actually wrote about that in my fake news story that, you know, that's in the book that came out last year, that the Democrats created and compiled these lists of enemies of the state. So I'm really alarmed by all of this, and I think we ought to be. Joe Biden is not going to be president for the full 4 years. You're going to have Kamala Harris coming on board, and you're going to have, as we have seen, the civil war in the Democrat Party between the progressives and the liberals, and I think the progressives are going to win that fight.
I think you are, unfortunately, quite correct. Hey, Todd, I've got a suggestion for you. Last night, I watched the Clarence Thomas movie called Created Equal. Have you seen it yet?
You know, I have not, but I've heard wonderful things about that movie.
Oh, my goodness. It's 99 cents to rent. It's on YouTube. It's on Amazon Prime. It's everywhere. And it is such an incredible movie. Not only is Justice Thomas's brilliance on display, and I think a lot of us knew, he's an extremely smart man, but his personality and his struggle throughout life is demonstrated. His coming to faith, which truly does save him in every sense of the word. It is just one of those things. I just say to you as a friend, Todd, carve 2 hours out of your day, watch that movie. It's just going to put an ear-to-ear smile on your face.
And I'll leave you with this thought and really this question, Jeff Katz. Next year, heaven forbid, we have President Biden. You and I are sitting in the gulag before we have to go out and do hard labor in the fields. Are they going to make us watch CNN, MSNBC, or Fox News?
Let me ponder that, my friend, and I will get back to you. It is always a pleasure and an honor to have Todd Starnes with us. Please make sure you're checking Todd out, toddstarnes.com, toddstarnes.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.